Not sure who to vote for? From the policies to the people, this is your elections guide. Led by Ed Miliband, the Labour Party have fought a campaign focused on the economy, promising to cut the national deficit without introducing any further borrowing.
We're the only party at this election which can show how every policy in our manifesto will be paid for. No commitments requiring additional borrowing, not a single one.
Portraying themselves as the party for the hard workers, Labour promised to raise the minimum wage to £8 an hour and guarantee apprenticeships for school leavers. Most importantly for students, the Labour leader has promised to cut tuition fees to £6,000 a year, saying the coalition policy has put an unnecessary burden upon young people.
We're going to reduce the debt on university students. We're going to reduce the debt on taxpayers. From September of next year, the next Labour government will reduce tuition fees from £9,000 to £6,000.
Alongside promising extra funding for the NHS and to reduce the voting age to 16, Labour vociferously rejected calls for an EU referendum. However, Labour's critics argue the party cannot be trusted with the economy.
I just don't think anyone is going to trust the Labour Party with our economy, with balancing our books, until they apologise for having crashed the economy in the first place.
If you're voting in Nottingham South on May the 7th, the Labour candidate is the incumbent, Lillian Greenwood MP.
This is URN, The Pulse.